Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad you decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that allowed parents to educate their children outside of school for religious reasons, Wisconsin versus Yoder. But first, what does the free exercise of religion mean, and how does it relate to this case? While you already know about the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment from the podcast's episode on Engel versus Vital, you may not be as familiar with the Free Exercise Clause, which precludes the federal government and now state governments from encroaching on the exercise of any religion, such as that of the Mennonite Church, as in this case. Jonas Yoder and Wallace Miller, both members of the Old Order Amish religion, and Adin Yetzi, a member of the conservative Amish Mennonite Church, were prosecuted under a Wisconsin law which required all children to attend public schools until age 16. The three parents refused to send their children to such schools after the eighth grade, arguing that high school attendance was contrary to their religious beliefs. The constitutional question of this case was, did Wisconsin's requirement that all parents send their children to school at least until age 16 violate the First Amendment by criminalizing the conduct of parents who refused to send their children to school for religious reasons? The court held unanimously that an individual's interests in the free exercise of religion under the First Amendment outweighed Wisconsin's, or any state at that, interest in compelling school attendance beyond the eighth grade. In the majority opinion by Chief Justice Warren Burger, the court found that the values and programs of secondary school were, quote, in sharp conflict with the fundamental mode of life mandated by the Amish religion, end quote. The Yoder precedent is important because it established the free exercise of religion over a state's power. In other words, a state's interest in education did not trump the First Amendment. The ruling in Wisconsin versus Yoder set the tone for future cases involving the clash between state interests and the free exercise of one's religion, and has been subsequently cited as a basis for allowing non-traditional forms of education, such as homeschooling. Hello and welcome to Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I'm Carter Higgins, and I'm so glad you decided to listen today. In today's episode, I examine the case that allowed parents to educate their children outside of school for religious reasons, Wisconsin versus Yoder. But first, what does the free exercise of religion mean, and how does it relate to this case?